everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to the first overall pick at the 2018 OHL Priority Selection. That's Quinton Byfield. He and the Sudbury Wolves are off to a good start a few weeks into this Ontario Hockey League season. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week comes from the Sudbury Wolves, and it's goaltender Juko-Pekka Luukkonen. The Buffalo Sabres prospect posted a 3-0 record last week with a 166 goals against average and 952 save percentage. All road victories last week for the Wolves, who have won five straight coming into this week. The Wolves certainly putting up a strong performance last week in Niagara, Erie, and then wrapping it up with an overtime victory against the Kitchener Rangers at the Odd in Kitchener last Sunday. The 19-year-old from Finland was chosen in the second round by the Buffalo Sabres at the 2017 National Hockey League Entry Draft and was chosen third overall by the Wolves at this past year's CHL Import Draft. Staying with the Sudbury Wolves, and Quinton Byfield was the first overall pick at the 2018 OHL Priority Selection. Now in the lineup for the Wolves, he has 6 points in the first 8 games so far this season after putting up almost 2 points a game during preseason play this year. The 16-year-old from Newmarket definitely settling in very well to Sudbury. Joined by Quinton Byfield of the Sudbury Wolves. And Quinton, take me through the first few weeks of your first OHL season. How's it gone so far?
It's definitely been very exciting times. We started off this season a little slow, but then we caught a lot of fire lately, especially with the new joiner of our goalie, Juko-Pekka Luukkonen. He's been holding us in there a lot. It's just been really exciting. Scoring my first goal as well. That was definitely a relief to get off my back. And the atmosphere in the buildings, every building you go to is just a lot of intense, different than minor hockey, but it's just a great experience so far.
Any surprises so far in terms of getting settled into what it's like being on the ice in an OHL game?
A little bit. I expected the pace and the guys to be a lot stronger, and that's what it is out here. But I was just settling into my game. I know I can be a lot faster than I am right now, so I'm just trying to get used to the pace and then pick up on that. And then in the corners, they're a lot stronger, so I just have to get down deeper in the corners and battle more. So those are a little bit of different things.
Do you find it's one of the differences, too, is, of course, in minor hockey, everyone was your age, and now you're playing against players a few years older, and you're running into some defensemen that have some pretty good size to them as well. Has that been sort of an adjustment factor compared to minor hockey?
Yeah, definitely, because you can't be making the same moves that you were doing. They'll try to, but these guys, they'll just body you. So you have to try, change your game up a little, just a little, how you play, taking a wide, you just gotta get, you gotta be tougher out there, and I think that's the main thing.
What about getting settled into Sudbury itself, away from the ice? Obviously, billets and the community itself, what's that been like over the last little while?
My billets has been, excellent. They've been amazing to me. They took me into their home, all of them, very open, accepting me, so I'm very thankful for that. My teammates have been amazing to me as well. Thankful for that as well. The coaching staff down here has been great. The community has been great. I'm enjoying myself down here. It's been really good.
Has it been an adjustment where sometimes now you might go for breakfast with the guys on a weekend or something after school and you sort of get recognized a little bit in Sudbury being such a strong hockey market that it is?
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of a neat thing. Just going out for Tim's or something, grabbing something, they just give you hey, good luck tonight on the game. That's definitely a cool thing. When the community has support for you and they know who you are. So I think that's pretty neat.
You talked about scoring that first goal in Guelph back a few weeks ago. I know you had a chance. You had a couple defensemen behind you. Did you just think, all right, I'm getting away from these guys and I'm going to try and take advantage of this one here?
Yeah, definitely. The puck was in the corner, so I made a defensive play, got out to David Levin, who made a great pass to me. Then I saw two really fast players chasing me. I think it was Ralph and Kerwin. I knew they were very speedy players, so I had to pick up my wheels. Then I just skated down. The puck was rolling a little bit, so I just tried to get on that with my back in, and luckily it went in. So definitely a great feeling.
Where's the puck?
Oh, I gave it to my mom. I didn't want to lose it on the road.
Perfect. Yeah. Bus trips, of course, is a major factor in the OHL, and being in Sudbury, you certainly have a little distance. I'm sure that's a new thing for you. Have you gotten into a pretty decent routine on the bus now?
Yeah, definitely. I like to sleep at the beginning of the bus ride, then loosen up towards the end, like by playing some cards or watching a movie with all the boys. So I think we've gone to a nice little routine there. It's been good.
Have you found now, of course, you know, you're busy with the Sudbury Wolves, but keeping an eye on some of your former teammates with York Simcoe are doing. Of course, Evan Vierling's in Erie and some of the other guys doing stuff. Do you find now you're kind of trying to keep tabs on them a little bit as well?
Definitely. I'm always just checking on them, just sending them a quick text, asking how they are or like what they're up to, just keeping with them. Definitely going online, seeing how they did in the games. Even calling them, just seeing like how you play, like what you did and stuff. So definitely do that a lot.
That was Quinton Byfield of the Sudbury Wolves. Let's take a look at this week's KSCHL Top 10 rankings, and the Wolves are on the list. They are number 8 in this week's rankings. The top OHL club are the London Knights, coming in at number 5. As we mentioned, the Wolves are 8, the Guelph Storm at 9, and the Kitchener Rangers come in with an honorable mention this week. The National Hockey League season is underway, and did you know that 156 OHL alumni cracked National Hockey League opening night rosters? Among them, Andrei Svechnikov, who starred for the Barry Colts last season, and he's off to a good start already with 2 goals and 4 points in his first 4 games with the Carolina Hurricanes. You can check out the complete list of OHL alumni on NHL opening night rosters at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. You can also see there the 163 OHL alumni who have cracked American Hockey League opening night rosters as well, as those players looking to make the next step into the NHL, but you will see numerous players who starred in the Ontario Hockey League last season have cracked American Hockey League rosters, among them Logan Brown, playing now for the Belleville Senators, Nicholas Hag, who played for the Mississauga Steelheads, now with the Chicago Wolves, the farm team of the Vegas Golden Knights, and many others. OntarioHockeyLeague.com has the complete lineup. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You have been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.